Interior Secretary Ken Salazar had some tough words for Shell Oil yesterday, but not so many tough consequences after Shell's year of Arctic mishaps. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
A new Interior Department report puts the blame on Shell for a series of mishaps in the company's quest to find oil in the Arctic Ocean last year. Those mishaps culminated in one of Shell's floating drill rigs running aground on New Year's Eve in the Gulf of Alaska. Shortly afterward, Salazar ordered an intensive review of Shell's Arctic operations and its Arctic preparations in Puget Sound.
Shell screwed up in 2012, and we're not going to let them screw up whenever, unless they have these systems in place.
Those systems include a third-party audit and a comprehensive plan for carrying out all stages of the Arctic endeavor, everything from towing drill rigs north to having all oil spill systems finished and tested before the drilling season begins. The report highlighted Shell's failure to oversee contractors throughout the operation. It singled out Superior Energy of Houston. Superior is in charge of retrofitting Shell's Arctic oil spill barge in Bellingham. After construction delays and accidents, that barge still has not received federal approval for use in the far north. The report said Superior lacked certification in ship design and building. Interior's limited recommendations disappointed environmentalists who want the Obama administration to rethink its support for Arctic drilling. Here's Ken Salazar.
The administration is fully committed to exploring for potential energy resources on lands that we control both onshore and offshore, as well as in frontier areas such as the Arctic.
Last month, Shell announced it was canceling its Arctic efforts for this year and sending both its Arctic drill rigs to dry docks in Asia for major repairs. The U.S. Coast Guard and the Justice Department continue to investigate Shell's mishaps with possible criminal penalties in the works. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.